Gentlemen, this is the President of the United States. Whatever orders I give to American personnel are to be considered direct orders from the Commander-in-Chief. They are to be obeyed fully, without reservation.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, right now we'd like to get ready to introduce the star of our show, the young man you've all been waiting for, Mr. Soul. So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand. How about it for Sam Cooke?
Before we do anything, we'd like to say, Davidson, how you doing out there? Is everybody doing all right? How you doing out there? I ask you one more time, how are you doing out there? Right? Yeah, that's what you want. Yeah, good. Like tonight, we want you, don't fight it. We're going to feel it tonight, you understand? Don't fight it. We're going to feel it. Okay, clap. Don't fight it. Shit.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing out there?
Hello.
I can't hear you. How you doing out there?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Tonight we're not going to fight it. We're going to feel it. Yep. Whatever.
Denny's
on the
south. This is Laura. This is a to-go order.
Yeah, it's
to-go. All right. What's the name?
Lefave.
Okay.
All right. And I'm sorry. I called earlier. I'm just excited. It's payday, you know? I'm listening to some Sam Cooke. Yeah.
All right. What can I get for you?
Doing the Watutsi. All right. I need one eggs.
One egg?
One eggs.
How would you like your one egg?
Cooked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
One meat.
All right. What kind of meat?
Breakfast warm cooked meat. Warm cooked meat finished.
All right. If you're going to waste my time by doing a prank call, call someone else.
I command you to respect me. Waste of time with a prank call. Okay, fine. She's right. Don't fight it. It's a waste of time. I'm tired of that idea. I don't know why I keep going back to it. One eggs. People don't seem to get mad about it anymore. Enough's enough for that idea. What should we do for the rest of the night now? All right, let's see. Let's call a Mexican restaurant and ask him for one eggs. Stupid. I get the stupidest ideas. What a retarded man. This fucking stupid baby talk all the time. Horsey cat. Whatever, you guys like it. Yeah, I want to make an order. One eggs.
I'm sorry, what was that?
One huevos, eggs.
Do you want just eggs?
Yeah, one eggs.
All right, so do you want a breakfast burrito?
No. I want one eggs.
Only eggs?
One eggs.
We don't sell it like that.
You have eggs? I have eggs there before. Huevos.
Mr. Mike, te quiero un huevo. Te quiero un huevo. Yeah. Sorry, we don't do that.
Do you have huevos rancheros? Do you have huevos rancheros?
Oh, huevos rancheros, but do you have it?
Okay, I want, what comes with the huevos rancheros? How is it?
Steak.
Uh-huh.
Pico de gallo.
Uh-huh.
Enchilada sauce.
Okay.
Rice and beans on the side with the tortilla. Number 52.
Okay. Listen, all right, so I want a huevos rancheros. Hold the steak, hold the sauce, hold the pico, hold the beans, hold the rice, hold the tortillas.
All right, could you just give me a minute?
Okay.
Quiere un huevo, es lo que quiere. Quiere un huevo, quiere huevo lechero, sin carne, sin salsa. Sorry. So what would you order?
One huevos rancheros, but I need to hold the pico, I need to hold the beans, the rice, the steak, the sauce.
So just a plain egg?
Yeah, one eggs.
With enchilada sauce or?
No sauce. No sauce either.
Just the eggs?
Yeah, but you're going to charge me for the whole huevos rancheros?
Do you still want the tortillas or no?
No.
Just give me
the tortillas that people don't eat, you know. Give me one or two. I want them from other customers. I wanna pull down my pants and use the tortilla on my asshole to wipe it in front of everybody, and then I'll sniff it and then I'll eat it.
Okay, if you call again,
uh-huh.
I have your number and I have to call the
no,
police.
No,
okay?
I'm sorry. No, okay. Please, no.
No, why not?
No, because I'm sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I don't want to get in trouble.
No, sorry. If you call again, I have to call the cops.
No, right? I'm sorry.
So
no.
Don't call again?
Just
no,
one more?
Don't
one
call
more?
Again. All
one
right.
more. One more. That's all it. Right. One more.
No.
Please.
You know what? Fuck you,
Russell. Hey. Oh, shit. I love it when they start begging. No, I'm sorry. No, I sound like a kid. I sound like I did maybe when I was like 10 years old and I did a prank call. And they said that. I was like, oh, no, please, no. Don't tell my mom. All right, so that worked. I got her on a technicality one way. It was. Get in the huevos rancheros that hold everything. Now they have to do it. The laugh that I had was because I thought of what I said, the tortilla thing. I thought about it before I said it. I laughed. Oh, shit. If I hadn't laughed before, I would have laughed after I said that really loud. Well, that's nasty, man. All right. Hi. How are you?
Pretty good.
All right. How are you, my little chicken?
I'm doing all right.
Oh. Yeah, you probably don't know who I am, but I come in a lot. I get stuff there all the time. And I'd be looking at you.
Oh.
Yeah. So what you doing? Are you busy?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy.
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Me?
Yeah,
no.
I'm calling from the corporate office.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I need to have you... We need to do a test at the power breaker to make sure that the generator is working correctly that we had installed there this week.
Oh, test on it.
Yeah. It'll take like 5 seconds. You just have to go to where the power breakers are. Is this a cordless phone?
Yes.
All right. Can you, if you go back there, I'll tell you what button you need to hit. and you just have to tell me what code comes back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, so let me know when you're where the power breaker is.
Okay, and that's the room that's just way in the back.
Exactly. Yep, and it should be right on the wall.
Okay. Do we go to panel M1 or...
Yeah, go to M1.
Oh, shoot. I need a key for it.
Oh, is there one that isn't locked at all?
Yes, there. It's locked. I could grab a key for it, though. I think we do have one.
Oh, all right. Fine, then. Unless you have another one there. Is there another panel there that's unlocked, perhaps?
Oh, no, they're all locked. I just had to grab a key to unlock it.
All right, all right.
Let me go ahead and... Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see. I got a couple of keys that I'm pretty sure one of them's gonna work on them.
Excellent. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Now let's see. All right, so I'm gonna go to panel M1.
Yeah. Well, what's the big switch there? Do you see it?
Let's see.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to get this. Oh, shoot.
Everything okay? I don't want you to get hurt, you know?
Oh, I'm okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Shoot.
Oh, shit.
I would...
What happened?
My boss?
Yeah?
I don't have the keys to them, but my boss should. Did you want to try to give us a call back early in the morning tomorrow?
Yeah, your boss is a stupid motherfucker for having locked that motherfucker.
Okay.
I want you to pass it on. I said that he's a stupid motherfucker for having done that.
Okay, that's kind of harassment that you're telling me this on the phone.
I'm just upset. I'm really upset about that. That this motherfucker did this shit to you, motherfucker, you know?
Okay,
Hey, I'm sorry, honey. No, huh?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, the boss there, the owner, is a stupid motherfucker.
The owner?
The boss, the person in charge, where's that person?
Oh, you're talking to, she was an employee, she's not a boss.
Oh, okay, yeah, can you, you need to open that panel.
Okay, is it back in the storeroom?
Yeah, we need that open. You gotta get it open.
What's this for?
We need to test the generator that got installed.
The generator that got installed?
Yeah.
Hang on just a minute.
Okay.
Before I test the generator, can I call you back? I just need to call Kelly and give the okay to do so.
You're ridiculous, young man. You are ridiculous. You're ridiculous. Swear to God, you're ridiculous.
Then you can call when Kelly's here. I'll call her and let her know.
Go to hell, motherfucker.
Or recorded. To help us serve you better, please listen to this entire message. For hours and location information, press 1. To check rate, availability, or to book a reservation, press 2. To confirm, modify, or cancel an existing reservation, press 3. To speak to an employee at our local office, or if you require an immediate pickup, press 4. If you are... I'm sorry. Our office is currently closed.
Bitch. Could not have told me that at the beginning, fucker. Yeah, hi, Rescue Mission?
Yeah.
How's the machine going over there tonight?
What machine?
The main machine. Do you have the food machine today?
A food machine?
Yeah, the food for people that are hungry.
Yeah.
What hours are that? Is there one tonight right now?
That'll be from 8 till 9.
Oh, God bless you. What's on the menu?
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, can you find out maybe what's on the menu?
No.
Why? Is it really bad?
No.
It's good?
Of course it's good.
Okay. All right. No, I'm hungry, you know?
Well, you're just going to have to come into chapel service and then you can eat.
Can I get a sandwich too?
Can you get a what?
Can I order a sandwich?
No. You can come in and eat dinner.
Okay, but can I want to make an order for one eggs? One egg sandwich? Oh, come on. What's wrong with making an order? I want to make an order at the Rescue Mission. How fucked up is that? One eggs.
Maybe
yes, hello. One eggs. one bread.
Hello?
Yeah, I want to order one eggs, one bread, one meat. Fuck. Oh, is this a CrossFit?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, bro, how you doing, bro?
Good.
Yeah. Are you guys getting your burn on tonight?
Yeah, you know how we do it.
Yeah, totally. What? How much? I'm in town just for the week. How much can I get in there for just a week, or like, can I show some membership?
We had the prices on our website, but they went down. Our page went down. I think it was
bro.
I know it's let's see. It might be 50 for the week.
Oh, that's totally doable. I'm an airline pilot, bro. Hey, do you guys what do your free weights go up to?
Free weights?
Yeah, what are your free weights go up to?
I think we have 100-pound dumbbells.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah, man. You got some good shit. So I this hotel I'm staying at, bro, they only go up to 40.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, we have 45, 55,
75, 100. Nice. Nice, bro. Fucking nice. That's awesome. What kind of machines you got there?
We have no machines.
Good. That's the answer I wanted to hear, bro. Yeah, so I'm going to go in there and get my burn on, you know?
Okay.
I'm gonna feel it right in my legs, man.
Good. That's a good spot for
fuck
it.
Yeah. I'm gonna take some bumblebees too. You guys got a locker room there?
We get a lot. No, we don't have a locker room, but we have showers and stuff.
Yeah, I'll go in a shower. Totally, man. I'll bring in a Gatorade bottle. I'm gonna bring in my bumblebees. I'm gonna take them. I'll take like five of them. Fucking get pumped up. Fuck yeah.
That's how you do.
Let me take them right now. Hang on. Oh yeah. Fucking pumped up, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got.
Well, that's... You ought to be ready.
Yeah. My name's LaFave.
What?
LaFave.
I can't hear you.
LaFave. My name is LaFave.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. I'll see you there, LaFave.
Okay.
Right on.
Fucking stupid. LaFave. Please hear my cry.
If you are interested in becoming one of our donors, please press 1 now. To schedule an appointment or... Wait while I press on the phone.
Please.
Thank you for calling
by
my name. This is Karen. How can I assist you?
Hi, yeah, I'm Ensign Lefebvre. I work for Lieutenant Commander Jordy LaForge.
Okay.
Okay, we needed to acquire some plasma. We're trying to fashion a plasma torpedo. We're stuck in the past. We're from the 23rd century. We're both assigned to the USS Enterprise E.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll talk to our corporate office about that.
Okay, but is there anyone there who might have any idea? Because we need to we figure if we make one plasma torpedo, we could fire it out into space at a certain rate and then use our bussard collectors to sweep up a large amount of the carbon pollution in the atmosphere and shoot it out. And at the same time that it ignites, and it'll create a warp conduit hole. And we'll be able to get back into our time with these two killer humpback whales that we're bringing with us.
That does sound like a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about the only plan we have.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, we're only in the saucer section. It's separated. Only the saucer section made it. The star drive section with the warp core, it actually... there was a warp core breach, and we lost that section. But everyone evacuated to the saucer section, so we're okay.
Yes, that does sound like a good plan.
Yeah, it's an Enterprise E retrofit, so it actually has a detachable saucer section like the original D did, the D-class Enterprise. Anyway, so you said I need to talk to the corporate office, and I'm guessing they're closed now?
Yeah, they're based out of California, but they're the ones that would decide where that plasma would go.
In North America?
Yes, in
okay.
North America.
Okay, all right, excellent. Friday, about what time?
Right now it's Friday at 6:59.
And is that Federation Standard Time then?
No, that's Mountain Standard Time.
Mountain Standard Time. Okay, all right, we'll have to look that up then. All right, well, thank you very much, honey baby. You have yourself a good one.
You as well.
All right, you sexy, you sexy little kitten, you.
Good luck getting your whales back to your own time zone.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, they need to talk to the probe.
Yes, good plan.
Uh-huh. All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's an upcoming remake of Star Trek IV, the Voyage Home.
Is everybody in favor of getting romantic?
Oh yeah.
The fellas, we want to tell the fellas something, you know. Fellas, I want to tell you, when somebody come and tell you something about what your girlfriend has done or what your wife has done, I want you to remember one thing. Don't go home and be hitting on her and all that stuff.
Thank you for calling Tier 1. This is Ellie. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you, honey?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm better now that I'm talking to you.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I need is there a man I can talk to?
There isn't right now.
That's unfortunate. So it's all women there?
Just right now. But we have a guy coming in half an hour. Do you want to try back then?
Yeah. Well, I can talk to you maybe.
Okay.
All right. Is there a person in charge of furniture?
I'm the manager right now. We don't have like a set person over furniture, but... Do you have a question about furniture?
Yeah, do you have any wicker furniture at all? Oh.
We do.
You do?
Yes, we do. We have a Santa Barbara collection and
Barbara,
a Central Cove collection.
Barbara. Santa Barbara. What's Santa Barbara? Is there anything that you could put a television on?
No, it's mostly for outdoors, so we have like a little end table, but that's about it.
All right, the end table. About how much gasoline would it take to light that on fire, and how long do you think it would burn for?
I have no idea. That's a really weird question.
See, things like that, that's why I ask men, because women really don't know about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because they don't really are good with working with tools in their hands.
Yeah, I would never light that on fire. Yeah. They're kind of expensive. I don't think I would ever light them on fire.
Oh, I do what I want, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but that's the female mind in you that tells you to say that, you know? Oh, I would never do that, you know? But, you know, most women, most arsonists are female.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second, please. Oh, baby, here I am, dying to deliver. I'm yours. Yeah, yeah. Oh, baby. Since I've come, I went and it's coming back. Now back another
chance to cry.
Oh, baby, here I am,
dying to deliver. Fuck yeah. I don't care anymore.
They tell you to think about your lady. Go home if she's sleeping. Shake her and wake her up. And wait till she wipe all the sleep from her eyes. You understand? And when she get all that sleep wiped from her eyes,
you punch her in the eye.
And tell her, baby, it's all right. So right. It's all right. Believe me, baby, it's all right. Long as I know. It's alright. Tell her people been talking about you, baby, but it's alright. It's alright. It's alright. Believe me when I say it's alright. Long as I know, long as I know that you love me. Believe me, it's alright. And then here's what you gotta tell her. Tell her. Now all my friends tell me that you found somebody new. And all they report to me, every little thing that you do. But long as
this
you
is the
tell me that it's all
no brow cost.
I believe that it's alright. Tell her I don't care what they say, baby. It's alright. So alright. It's alright. Believe me, baby. If you ever need me, baby, if you're all alone, remember, darling, I'm as near as your stomach. And oh, if you need me, honey, all you gotta do is call me. Just try me, it's alright. I don't care what they say about you, baby, but it's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
Oh, what? They were saying hello? They gotta speak up, motherfucker. Sons of bitch.
How may I help you?
Hey, listen, honey, you gotta speak up when you're answering the phone.
I'm sorry.
I know you Asian girls are like, oh, you know, all asshole, but you know, you can't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, I need one. I need to make an order.
A Okay, what would you like to order?
112, 115, 1 foo.
1 4?
Foo.
2?
Foo.
I'm sorry, can you hold on one moment, please?
Sure.
Hi, what can I get for you?
Yeah, what's wrong with Ching Chong China Doll over there?
I'm sorry?
I don't know, she didn't understand my order?
Number 12 and number 15 and number
2,
right?
No, 1 foo.
Okay, sir, I think you're wasting my time. So...
No, I'm making an order, sir. Foo? You don't have foo? Don't hang up, please. No. Sir, I think you're wasting my time. So, oh yeah. She understood what I said. Also. She got quiet for a second. Also.
Hello.
Hi, I want to make an order.
Trying to make an order?
Yeah, make an order. Wait.
Pick up for delivery?
No, pick up.
Pick up, sure. Can I have your phone number, please?
711-2014. It's 7-Eleven. It's free Slurpees today. 7-Eleven. I forgot.
711?
Yeah.
Pardon?
2014. Oh, my God, I forgot.
Your first name, please?
Eddie.
Eddie?
Yeah.
What would you like tonight?
Okay, 1 chicken satay.
Uh-huh.
1 Vietnamese spring roll.
Uh-huh.
1 fried crispy shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
1 pot sticker.
Mm-hmm.
1 Vietnamese summer roll.
Mm-hmm.
1 gyoza.
Mm-hmm.
1 edamame.
Do you want all the appetizers?
Yeah, the edamame appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
1 croquettes.
Mm-hmm.
1 shrimp tempura. 1 combination tempura. 1 fried tofu tod. Hello? You there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. 1 crispy calamari. 1 fried rangoon, 1 Shanghai roll, 1 chicken lettuce wrap, 1 beef donburi, 1 chicken donburi, 1 ten donburi, 1 salmon donburi.
Hold on. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1 strawberry salmon salad.
Mm-hmm.
1 sunomono salad.
Mm-hmm.
1 house salad.
Okay.
1 Chinese chicken salad.
Then are you close to downtown area?
Uh-huh.
It's too far. We are 30 minutes away from downtown area.
No, I'm not in downtown. I'm by you. I'm in the toilet. I'm using a public toilet right now.
You sure you want to order or you just... playing around.
No, I'm hungry.
Okay. Anything else?
1 foo.
So what?
1 foo.
Okay.
Okay. 1 tofu salad.
Mm-hmm.
Want seaweed salad?
Hold on, let me use the other phone to call.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I farted, it smelled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Call the 911 first.
No, no, okay. no 911, no.
Anything else?
No 911, why?
No, I just...
No, you said,
anything
you
else,
said,
please?
You said call that. No, why? I'm making an order. Why you do that? No.
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 Anything else, please?
No, don't call, please. Don't call police. No.
Anything else for you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You just go ahead and give me your order, yeah?
What happened over there? What happened? Why you say
anything
that?
Anything else for you?
No. No, you're going to call police. No. Stupid.
Are you ordering or are you playing?
No, I'm
this
making
is a business.
I'm making a serious order.
Okay, anything else for you?
Yeah, one ching chong.
Mm-hmm.
One chang ching.
Just call 911.
You see? You see? You said it again.
Anything else for
no,
you?
No, don't
you
call.
Just, if you're...
No, please. No, I'm sorry.
Anything else, please?
No,
anything
no, please. No, please, no.
So why are you doing this? Give me a good reason.
My friend Sean died.
Huh?
My friend Sean died.
And so you don't want to order, right?
No, my friend Sean died, and his funeral's tomorrow, and I have to go to it, so I'm sad, and I'm doing prank calls. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Don't do that again, okay?
Okay. All right, sorry. Okay, bye. Who? Okay. I'm going to keep doing that now. No, please, no. Oh, no. George. The guy just called and asked for food. Is that what they're going to say? Okay, Miss Ching Chong, what did he say? He said food. He said he wanted to order food. And he said he wanted to order Ching Chong and Chang Ching.
For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Hello?
If not available to take your call,
I thought
please
answer.
Leave a message after the tone. Press the...
You feel like you want to twist a little while now, huh? I said, do you feel like you want to twist a little while? All right, I'm going to put it in there.
Put it anywhere, yeah.
Somewhere in New York way, all where the people are so gay, twisting the night away.
They sure are gay.
Oh man, they have a lot of fun. They put trouble on the run. Oh man, you gotta hold me up, twisting the night away. They're twisting. Everybody's feeling great.
Yeah, want to make an order? One fool? Yeah, one fool?
Fool?
Mm-hmm.
Which is that one? We don't have food. Is it,
okay.
Is it a curry or noodles?
It's a new, I think it's, oh my gosh. It's oh my gosh. It's like a pad, okay. It's like a pad C.
We have food? Huh? We don't just keep it for food. No, we don't have food. Yeah, is it food? Oh, we don't have that one.
Do you have FIFO?
Which one?
FIFO?
Yeah, no, it's
can
no,
you
we don't have.
Can you ask him if he can make FIFO?
FIFO, okay.
No?
Another person number is FIFO? FIFO? FIFO, no, we don't do that too.
Okay. Okay, can I get a Thai cashew nut?
Cashew, yeah.
Okay.
One meat?
Yeah, one meat. One meat.
What meat do you want it?
One eggs.
Egg?
Uh-huh. One curry.
No, what meat do you want with the cashew?
Cooked meat.
Do you want it with shrimp, beef, chicken, pork, or tofu?
One foo?
I don't know. You want it with tofu?
Uh-huh.
The cashew?
Okay.
Okay, you want that? You want tofu with a cashew?
Yeah, tofu,
okay,
cashew.
Well, you like some vegetables with that too?
Yeah, one vegetables.
Okay, and one, how spicy?
Like Thailand spicy.
Oh, you want it hot?
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Then I need one chicken satay.
Chicken satay, okay.
Yeah, one ching chong.
Ching chong?
Mm-hmm.
Do we got
ching chong? We don't have... You can have chicken? You can. We can get a lot of stuff. Like,
we don't even have. We don't have that one.
Okay, one minced chicken. Do you have minced chicken and papaya salad?
Oh, yeah, we have papaya. You want papaya?
Yep.
Okay, what else?
What,
how, I mean, how spicy do you want that one?
Not mild.
Mild, okay.
Yeah,
what
okay.
else?
One peepo.
Which one?
Peepo.
Peepo? Well, we don't have it.
You do or no?
No.
Okay. One eggs.
Egg rolls?
One eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah.
What kind of eggs? We don't sell eggs. When you got like the...
Like egg noodles you don't have?
Yeah, we got the fried spring rolls. That's the egg rolls.
Okay.
Do you want them? Fried spring rolls?
Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah.
Okay, what else?
One hambu.
We don't have it.
Okay, one labia.
No, we don't have that one too.
Okay, one fufu.
Hi.
Hi,
so for your order, I have the chicken satay, then I have the tofu vegetable cashew hot.
Huh? Yeah.
And you want that very hot?
Yeah.
We also have the papaya salad and the fried spring rolls.
Yeah, and then one fufu.
The food?
Yeah.
We don't carry food at my side.
Okay, do you have hambu?
No, we don't, sir.
Okay.
Are you looking on the menu online, or do you have a menu with you?
I have a menu with me. It's an old menu, though. Do you have Yoohoo?
No, we don't. Yeah, we never actually made those, any of those.
Wow. Labia.
Are you sure you have the right one?
Yeah, this is Mai Tai, Asian cuisine. It has papaya salad, the minced chicken, sliced beef salad. And then it says,
that's most of the items on there we actually don't make anymore. That's why.
Oh, and then it says fu.
Yeah, the pho? Yeah, we don't have pho here.
Okay, and pape pipo?
Yeah, we don't have that either.
And no labia?
No. Do you know what section you're reading off so I can, like, tell you the ones that we do have?
It says the adult section. It says labia. It says culo.
We never had an adult section, actually.
I don't know.
Does it say stir fry on the top or curries or salad or soup?
Yeah.
Which one does it say?
For the salads? Already a papaya salad, minced chicken, sliced beef, sesame chicken salad, southern Thai. It has your curries. Yeah, it says curries, green curry, red curry. It says shit curry. Shit curry, Penang curry, labia curry, it says.
We don't have labia.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we only have the green, the red, the yellow, pineapple, and Penang, and Makaman.
Okay, it says Musaman.
Yeah, Makaman. Yeah. You want to go with one of the Makaman curry?
Yeah.
All right, what kind of meat would you like on that?
Oh,
beef, chicken, pork, turkey.
Yeah, like, you know, the, fuck. And you don't have foo, right? You don't have foo?
No, we don't have foo.
Oh,
we have tofu. Would you like that?
Do you have ching chong?
Sir, I don't know what that is, actually. Is that a type of meat, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a type of that meat. We only have beef, pork, chicken, or tofu or shrimp.
Okay, and no labia either.
No, okay. Only beef, chicken, pork, tofu, and fried rice.
Okay, well, chicken, I guess. Do you have fish? No. So,
no.
I guess chicken, you know, labia tastes like chicken sometimes.
Okay, so you want to go with chicken and the makaman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and one motherfucker.
Are you playing around?
Yeah.
Are you just messing around with us?
Yeah, I'm stupid. I'm perverted. I'm a pervert. I didn't want to make all that food, so I backed out of it. Felt bad. Felt bad, guys. Felt bad. Oh, man, there ain't nothing like twisting an ivory. Yeah, twisting an ivory. Oh, yeah. Twisting. They're twisting. Yeah, hi. I need to talk to somebody about my tires. 195, 65 R, motherfuckers. Hello?
Excuse me? Yeah?
Yeah, they're 195, 65 Rs.
Okay, 195, 65 R?
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Do you have those in stock?
Is this for semi? Is this for semi
trucks? No, it's for an Accord, a Honda.
Okay, do you need used or new?
New. It doesn't matter. Which one is more fire resistant?
You know what, just a second, let me just check it.
Can you get a man? No, okay. Is there a man?
Yeah, just a second.
Thank you. Fucker. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on? You eating the phone?
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm calling about 195-65R tire machine.
165 what?
195-65R tire machines. Come on, baby. Look at here. Let's do that switch.
The Salt Lake
City contact. To reach the administrative staff, press 1. For warehouse hours, directions, and holidays observed, press 2.
It's good when you can twist the light away.
1 moment, please.
I don't know if you heard me, I said, feels good when you can twist the light away.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, who is this? Costco.
This is.
Oh, this is the Vision Center, or who is this?
It's not. Let me get you them.
What do they do? What? Where? How long are they there for?
Until 8:30.
Oh wow, you sound hot.
Do you want the optical department?
Yeah, honey. Go ahead.
1 second.
Hopefully, I'll see you when I go in there, motherfucker.
Beauty products and more. Skip the trip to the drug.
Woo, woo. Woo, yeah. That guy at the Thai restaurant looking for foo. Do we have foo? No foo.
Costco Optical, this is Deb.
Yeah, I'd like to make an order.
Pull down, please.
One foo?
Or online at Costco.com.
Oh, God.
Thank you for holding. This is Jill. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm ordering one foo.
All right. What's the phone number we have for you?
Foo. 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 Foo.
What's the first name?
Foo.
That's the first name?
Uh-huh.
What's the last name?
Fee.
Do you know what phone number we have for you?
711-201-FOO. Oh.
Would it be under another phone number?
Maybe. Yep, maybe.
What would that phone number be?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you have your Costco card?
No. I don't have a membership. I'm just going to come in. I don't deal with that. I'm going to get that. I just sneak in.
To order contacts or glasses, you have to have a membership card. We can't sell you one without
you can't,
one.
You can't. I command you.
I can't.
I command you. I order you.
I'm sorry. I can't.
No, listen. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to... tell you.
You are welcome to come down, but we're not going to sell you anything without a membership card.
You motherfucker, you sell me
a
motherfucking
piece of shit.
You know what? I don't
have to listen to
that language. You can
just have a nice night.
Fuck you. Fuck those membership club motherfuckers.
It's good to have somebody twist the night away with me.
How you going to tell me I can't come in your store, motherfucker?
I said it feels good when you got somebody. Twist the light away
right
now. Lord have mercy. Let me
say
it again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think you feel like having a good time.
Yeah.
We're going to stop and sing all of them tonight.
To reach the administrative staff, press 1.
That doesn't make me feel good. Just put it right. Somebody have mercy.
Listen to me here, young lady. You don't tell me where I can and can't go.
I'm sorry?
You don't tell me where I can and can't go. You don't tell me I can't go in your store unless I pay some kind of fee because of the color of my skin. The hell kind of crap is that?
I don't think you and I have spoken before.
Yeah, no, we haven't. The man at the door said I couldn't come in without a fucking card.
It is a membership-based warehouse.
He said to me, show me your papers. That's what he said to me.
No, not your papers. Your Costco membership.
He said papers. He said, hey, boy, let me see your papers. That's what he said to me when I tried to come inside. And I said, excuse me? I said, I'm a grown man with children. And he said, let me see your papers, boy. Like that.
Well,
and he had like this blue vein on his forehead. It was getting really big. It was super agitated. And then he said he was going to make me take off my pants. He said.
Okay, well, I don't know anything about that.
He said, 30 lashings, boy. That's what he said to me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Well, this is disgusting. This is disgusting. I command you to apologize and to find him and make him apologize to me on the phone. I command you.
I don't think you can speak to me that way.
Hey, goddammit. Listen, labia. I command you to go.
You cannot talk to me that way, so yeah. I'm going to have to let you go.
Vulva labia. Hey, is that Big Laura? Big Laura?
Do what?
Big Laura? Is that you, Big Laura?
Big Laura?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Big Laura.
Oh, my name is Eddie LaFave. I live in town. I'm new here in town. I live on Horse Machine Ranch Road. You needed some hay? Hello? She's like, nah. Yeah, hi. You need some blackberries?
Yes.
Okay. You said you want wild picked blackberries only.
Yeah, I don't like the cultivated or the tame ones that people, you know, raise in their gardens. I like just the ones that's picked out wild in the fields.
Yeah, well, that's what I got here. I picked them in the wild myself outside. I went outside and I picked them. I stole them from people.
You stole them from a few people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't care where you got them.
Yeah, I stole them all. They're all stolen. They're really good ones. Some of them are brand new in the package still and everything.
Okay.
I got the Challenger. I got the Challenger 13. I got the Blackberry Bold. I got the Blackberry Juice. I got the Blackberry 914.
Oh, wait. I don't know what you're talking about.
I got the Blackberry Galaxy. I got the BlackBerry Galaxy X also.
No, we're not talking about the same thing. I was wanting real blackberries that you made jelly out.
Yeah, I stole all these blackberries.
You stole the blackberries?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about, BlackBerry Galaxy and stuff like that?
Yeah, BlackBerry Galaxy X, BlackBerry Z30, BlackBerry Z10, Q10.
What is that?
I got the Bold. I got the Bold blackberries. I got a whole bunch of Bold blackberries. I got a whole bunch of Z30 blackberries.
Okay.
Shit. Maybe she doesn't know what a blackberry is. No one knows anymore anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how are you, honey? Is that the people that are going to have the sale in the house, the yard sale thing? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is that Big Lynn? Hi, is that Lynn? Huh?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. My name is Frank LaFave. My name is Frank LaFave.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I live on Horse Machine Ranch Road. I see you're having a yard sale. I was curious what items you might have left.
I've already closed the yard sale.
I will give you money for everything else that you have. I will buy everything.
Why would you want to buy everything?
I sell them off later. I'll give you, for everything you want to get rid of, I will give you one flat fee. I'll pick it up in my pickup truck. And I have a U-Haul truck that I own. I stole it. And I'll pick everything up. And I'll give you cash money. And I resell it out of my thrift store.
Where is your thrift store?
It's international. I sell it on the internet. It's called International Thrift Store Machines. People buy the stuff on the internet. And I sell it. Oh, yeah, I sell all the shit and piss and all that stuff from people's houses that they don't want anymore. Like at the end of the yards, I say, hey, I'll make you an offer. And people love it. because they can get rid of all that stuff after they had it all gathered up. I take care of it. I get it out. You get cash, and all that crap is out of your house, buddy.
Well, I'll let me think about it.
How much you want, honey? You want a few $100? What do you want? Give me an idea of how much you would want before we hang up.
I don't want anything. I'll take care of it myself.
I'll give you $200 for everything you got.
No.
I'll give you $400. Yep. Hello?
I don't think I'm interested.
Oh, or would you be interested in getting your labia sucked or pulled?
Getting what?
Your labia.
What about it?
Would you be interested in having it manipulated, touched, blown on?
Well, I certainly wouldn't think so. How would you like to have your balls jerked off and crammed down your throat?
I like that idea. Mm, yeah.
Yeah, you might like it.
Fuck yeah.
Don't call me ever again.
I'm a pervert. I'm sorry, I'm a pervert.
Yeah, you sound like a pervert.
I'm perverted. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I won't do it again, okay?
Yeah, just keep your perverted ass out of my phone.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Whoa. Whoa.
I guess that knocked you off, didn't it?
Whoa, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, enjoy it.
Oh. Oh.
Cheryl.
Hi, how are you, little chicken?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you, my little chicken?
What can I help you with?
Yeah, I needed to make an order, one gasoline.
You got the wrong number, I'm sorry.
This is the Shell station. Fucking fuck, was that a woman or a man? Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, you know? How many chicken spaces come in the meal?
We have an 8 or a 12 count.
How many spaces? How many spaces?
I'm sorry.
How many spaces are there? The spaces in the chicken machine? Oh, yeah. You know?
No, I don't understand what you're asking me.
Is there a man I can talk to? Ooh. Lesbian. Maricona. Coming up soon is the Dwight Mop Show. Dwight Mops the Mop next, coming up on Prank Call Network, the greatest network in the prank call world. Fuck yeah.
Thank you for calling Noodles and Sugar House.
Hey, Dwight's going on tonight. Dwight's going on. Dwight's first show's tonight. She doesn't care. She don't care, Dwight. She don't care, Ken. Ken, Dwight. We all have, like, secret pseudonyms, like the Wu-Tang Clan. Like, iCarlito, I have, I don't know, Jack Valente, Eddie Cross. Brad Carter has, isn't it Roy? Yeah. Everyone has a pseudonym. Brent Westwood for Dirty Aaron. Ken has Dwight McClanahan. There's Ron Holloman. I forget. Well, come on, in the chat room, what are they again? Who am I missing? Jayads, I forgot his. The movie company.
the Dyads always work. I forget. Shit. I forgot Sloss all of a sudden also again. Ryan Token. There you go. Thank you, Akers. Ryan Token. Ryan Token. That's a funny name. I like that. I like that Giant. He should be back on next week. Waiting for the big hey sign from Dwight McClanahan, Ken. That he's ready to go on so I can turn things over to him, motherfucker. While we wait for that, here's Big Ken's favorite fast food restaurant. Good old Kentucky Fried Chicken, now known as KFC. Oh, only for like the last 25 years. Yeah, how many chicken spaces come in the box?
It depends on what size you're getting.
I need one chicken machine.
I'm sorry?
One chicken machine.
A chicken machine?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You know the chicken comes in the container? The chicken machine? That you eat? You then open the box and you open the box container machine? And the chicken is inside the chicken spaces.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Yeah. Chicken spaces that go inside the container. One, I need one, you know. How many spaces come in with the machine? Motherfucker.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
Stupid. You stupid? Stupid asshole. That's all I had. That's all I had. She didn't get flummoxed enough for Spaces and Machine. She did a little bit. Message from Dwight. Reports. He's good to go. All right, I'm out of here, motherfuckers. Everyone, stay tuned in for Dwight. Unless you're on Shoutcast, and that way, in that case, you can listen to bullshit, motherfucker.